Well, first off, maybe we can talk about what is the process of writing music or putting together a soundtrack for a film?
It can be different. I mean, specifically for this film, for Cello, there was a script, and so I start to get ideas in my head about, I read about various scenes, and I think it's always been this way with me. If I see something visually, I have a musical interpretation of that that comes to me personally. So that's the first thing that happens. I read something, I have an emotional reaction, and along with that emotional reaction, I have a musical representation of that emotion that's personal to me. So that's what I go with. That's the beginning. That's the seed of the musical idea. Then you have to run it by a director and see if if it makes sense to them for their vision and what they get emotionally out of a certain scene. But the way the music started for this movie was interesting because one of the producers, Helen Nightingale, said, you know, we're shooting this scene that's going to be in the movie, and it's of the Elgar Cello Concerto, but it's an excerpt of the Cello Concerto, and it's a concert scene. But basically she was saying, I've got an orchestra here on Sunday at Zipper Hall, and it's only going to take an hour to an hour and a half, and I've got them there for 3 hours. Do you have anything we could record, like, since we've got the time and we've got the orchestra? Now, this was Tuesday, the week before that Sunday, and I had read the script, and she goes, you know, if you come up with something for the movie, you know, maybe it's so. I was like, boy, that's a lot of work in a short amount of time to conceive of something, to write it, to have it orchestrated, to have it copied, to get it to the orchestra for Sunday. But I started to think about it, and I started to think about what the movie meant to me and kind of how I would convey that musically. And I got out of bed. I started thinking of a little ostinato in my head, this little motif. And then I went to the piano, and I started to write. And within, I'd say, 3 hours, I had a piece. I had really three separate themes, one being a theme that was kind of life going on. Life is plodding on. This man is dying of a disease. He's dying of ALS. This is about this little motif that I came up with is about just life going on. The time is ticking. The clock is ticking. Time is going on. And there's this cello piece, basically. So that there was a theme that was stated by the cello in that. And then the second piece was hope and the concept of love being everlasting and being eternal and his relationship with his granddaughter, which is important in the movie. And just that kind of like hopeful feeling that life goes on and love goes on and all of this is eternal. So there was that theme. And then I had a third theme, which is basically Ansel, that's his character's name in the movie, his whole life experience and kind of his personal passion and also his love for his ex-wife who had passed away a couple of years earlier in the movie. So all of these things, I mean, they came to me and it came quick. I mean, it's either like it's drudgery writing and coming up with this stuff, or it's like it comes out like that. It just writes itself. And fortunately, because of the time, you know, element that I had involved, like, to get it done in time, I did it. I mean, I got it. I wrote it in a day. I orchestrated it over the next day and a half myself, and I had it ready for Sunday, and we recorded it.
Is that the fastest you've ever composed for anything?
I think it was. Although there was a weekend that I composed an 8-minute segment for a movie called The Wild Thornberries Movie. It's an animated movie. It was year 2000, 2001, something like that. And they wanted to see what I could do. The production was like, well, can you write something for this like end like reel of the movie? And that came pretty quick too. But that was like Thursday. It was a similar issue. I seem to work well under pressure.
Well, it seems that all composers for motion pictures are under pressure.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Yeah, it's true. It's post-production. It comes at the end of production. Inevitably, shooting has taken a little longer than they anticipated. Editing has taken a little longer than they anticipated. And then you have a fixed release date. Well, everything's just getting smooshed up against the release date. And now the composer is like, okay, now you've got, you know, you, it used to be, composer would say, I need 10 weeks to write my score. I need 10 weeks. You need to give me 10 weeks and I need a locked picture, meaning that you can't make any more editing changes and stuff. Well, that's all changed. I mean, it's all changed now.
Now, was there a challenge for writing the music to this movie? Well, it's a short kind of docudrama about this man who's dying of ALS.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a concern about the music being too maudlin, or how do you approach that in a positive way? I guess I don't know.
Yeah, and also that the character in the movie he's a cellist. He's a very well respected concert, you know, cellist who's had an amazing career, and it's played by Lynn Harrell, who is an amazing cellist who's had an incredible career. I mean, and at first I was thinking, well, there's, you know, be a lot of cello in the score, and then as I went on, I kind of thought, you know what, I don't think so. It's a little too on the nose. It's a little too. So in places I have the bassoon representing kind of the voice of the cello, a tenor voice, you know. So it's a bassoon. I chose not to use cello. There were a few places in the movie where it is there, and I think they're important there. But other than that, I wanted it to be less on the nose. And by being less on the nose, I think it was less maudlin.
Well, also, you're dealing with that seminal moment where he is playing the Elgar Cello Concerto.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. You're kind of playing against that, aren't you, as a composer?
Well,
or off that.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, that's such a dramatic moment in the movie, when he gets to a point where he can't play any longer, and then the score takes over at that point, and the orchestra gathers around him and begins to continue without him. But at this point, we're just seeing the orchestra, and the score has taken over, and we have themes that I've composed that are used in that scene. That was one place where that was kind of, it was tricky. So I don't want to hit it too hard because it's such an intense moment, just visually. You know, so it's had to be delicate about that.
Well, I was reading your background and I can't believe it. You've been involved in over 800 films so
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
In one way or another. As a performer, composer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, of course, you were nominated for an Oscar as well.
I was.
What are you working on now?
What am I working on now? Right now, I'm orchestrating for a movie called Ferdinand, which is going to be an animated picture that John Powell is the composer for. I'm also, I've written some songs with Grammy Award winner Glenn Ballard for an upcoming series. It's going to be a Netflix series called The Eddy, and I'm a co-writer of original songs which are going to be performed as part of this series, and so that's coming up soon as well. I can't think of. I think I'm going to be playing a concert of Elgar Piano Quintet in November. Got to start looking at that music a little more closely. There's a lot of different things going on.
Well, you've been in the business a long time, obviously, and 800 films.
Yeah.
How has it changed for you over the time? What's the most dramatic change?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, probably the biggest change, I mean, things that haven't changed is we're still actually recording with orchestra. I mean, there's still a lot of movies that are being done with orchestra at what used to be MGM, now it's called Sony. Scoring stage, and that's a wonderful part of it. The TV aspect of scoring a show has pretty much gone away as far as live TV goes, with the exception of some series where they, you know, like The Simpsons have gone on forever and they've had a live, you know, studio audience, orchestra in the studio for every week. But because of the advent of the computer and Pro Tools and synthesizers and everything like that, budgets have gotten less, and a lot of these things are just done by the composer in their home or their home studio. So that's the part. That's a part that's changed a lot. Some movies are recorded that way as well, but there's still a lot for orchestra, which is it's wonderful that it's still happening. And you have great directors like J.J. Abrams or Steven Spielberg who are big proponents of keeping that going as well.
Well, I guess the one thing that hasn't changed is the fact that music is so much a major part of a film. In other words, for a film to work at all, in terms of connecting emotionally with the viewer, and that would certainly be the case for cello.
Yeah, I mean, it was so fortunate that there was a budget to have a orchestra. I mean, we had an almost 60-piece orchestra for a short film. I mean, and I was given the opportunity to record additional music using the themes that I'd created, you know, for this 20-minute film. And so there's some additional music and a soundtrack album, which is coming out on September 8th is its release date. So I was thrilled that I was given the opportunity to record extra music. And this album is being released by Varese Saraband. Very happy about that. I'm very happy that I could have an opportunity to write additional music.
Was it intimidating in the sense, not only the subject matter in terms of writing for that, but the fact that the movie's titled Cello, and the subject and the performer is one of the great cellists on the planet, Llewellyn Harrell.
Yeah, that's true. It's such a joy to work with him. There wasn't any kind of feeling of intimidation for me. I mean, it was just joy and friendship. Mm. I mean, it was lovely, lovely.
So did he have any input, or did he try to have any input in terms of the soundtrack music?
Well, there was one scene where he's talking to his granddaughter and saying, and she's looking out, she's drawing at the table, and he's there with his cello, and he's kind of warming up a little bit. And she said, she looks out the window and she sees leaves falling, and she says, why does that happen? Well, can't they just stay forever? You know, I wish they would, I hate that when they do that. And he said, well, it's their journey. And then he plays a little piece on the cello, which says, this is when they're born. And then they grow, you know, they grow up and they try to be the best they can be. And then they eventually, you know, return to the earth again. So there was this piece, and I came up with something that was a little, should we say, I mean, it was very avant-garde. I think it was just the wrong approach. I played it for the director and Lynn. I mean, we got together and I played it for them, and I turned around and the look on the director's face was like, it was clearly, she didn't know what to say. It was clearly wrong. I mean, it just was not her, you know, impression. So she was saying it should be fun and lively and you know, and then Lynn said something, you know, maybe like this Haydn sonata. He played a little bit of a Haydn, you know, something. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that would be great. Okay, that gives me an idea. So then I came up with a better idea. I mean, one that worked better for the scene. The director was thrilled, and that's a piece called in the movie called Hide and Seek, which is the grandfather and his granddaughter playing hide and seek. So that was a case where Lynn had a very good idea, and actually it changed my perception of the scene.
It's a wonderful opening to the movie when you see that scene about the analogy of the leaves in life,
yeah,
and especially the beginning, the joy, the middle, and of course at the end, which it comes off beautifully in terms of the music. It certainly is a wonderful interpretation of what life is. I mean, you're trying to encapsulate musically what life is in a matter of a couple of minutes, if that.
And it should be loving, and it should be fun, and it should be accessible, just musically. You know, I think, I think it works out all right.
Well, no. I think the music works out very much so, and I thank you for joining us and talking about it.
Thanks so much, John. Such a pleasure being here.
Randy Kerber, who wrote the score, the music for a new film titled Cello that also stars Llewellyn Harrell. And you can get more information by going to their website at www.cellomovie.com.